This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now.
That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
Are you all coupled up?
I'm coupled up.
I'm coupled up as well.
Yeah.
So
it's new. It's new though.
I was new for you.
Yeah.
I've been coupled up for a long time.
Yes.
This whole sort of world of dating and online dating and all the technical dating is kind of new to me.
I have to admit, the whole dating thing. I hate it.
Oh, you hate it?
I hate it.
You hate it?
Well, I mean, I like it because you get to meet, you do sometimes meet nice people.
Yeah.
But the whole thing of chat online, I do this, you do that, see you soon, let's meet up, and then it just goes nowhere. It's just on and on and on and on.
That's so hard. Oh, you poor thing. Now, joining us on the line is Alex from The Big Smoke. Tell us about technical compatibility and some of the struggles with dating in this modern age. Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Hello. First of all, I totally agree with you. Dating is awful.
Oh, Alex.
It's boring and awkward.
It's boring and awkward. Now we've got all these other things we have to deal with as well.
Well, you use the wrong emoji and you get in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very dramatic.
It is.
Basically, people have started to talk about what are deal breakers. And deal breakers for a long time were things like, you know, you cheated on the person or you didn't want to go to the same vacations as that person. So it was a deal breaker. But now, in 2018, some deal breakers include things like one person's Android and one person's iPhone.
Oh, God.
Oh, mixed marriages.
Yeah, there was a story where a number of young single women in New York City would talk about and exchange stories around the idea that they'd meet a guy online, go meet him at the bar, and then find out that he texts her with the green text, not the blue iMessage, which is also a deal breaker.
So is that insulting, is it, to be texted by the green message?
Apparently.
Oh, my God. Who are these people?
Dating protocol. And then one woman even said a real big deal breaker was seeing the guy that I was going on a date with and finding out that he's wearing an Apple Watch. I would never imagine my soulmate would have an Apple Watch.
Well, I would always imagine. I would imagine that person might be alone for a long time. How about that? Because I think beggars can't be choosers. Don't you think?
This is what I'm saying. It's hard enough to find love. It's hard enough to find a good person.
Absolutely.
Why are we making things worse by saying they can't have a BlackBerry?
Oh, my gosh. It's just... Oh, well, no, BlackBerry. I mean, that's too retro. That's embarrassing. Yeah.
It's like Nokia.
I wouldn't be seen with it.
And the whole social media thing is a big deal. Some people, especially people who really focus on their Instagram profiles, they may be Instagram influencers. I've heard stories about people who won't date someone because they don't have a social media presence. It just doesn't work. They don't want to be seen as single and they want to be able to tag their partner and everything.
How do you feel about that? Because I think the opposite. I actually would like to date someone that doesn't have a social media presence at all. I think that would be quite refreshing.
I don't really care.
Yeah, who cares? Exactly, you're right. Yeah.
I don't really care if they have a social media profile or not. What I do care about is when you date someone and they're obviously dating multiple people because there's nothing on their profile at all that ever indicates that they're in a relationship.
I also like, some people like to... I would suggest overshare on social media as well. So in those,
when
the romance is budding, and, it's allegedly true love already.
I always find it weird.
Although my favourite is sad lyrics. So for example, you know someone's going through a breakup, and so they're putting Celine Dion lyrics.
My heart will go on. Go private.
Well, and it's sort of that thing of how, like, are you supposed to respond? Are you not? I know that they want you to respond. Oh, gosh, it's just a whole other world, Alex. And who knows how to navigate it? You like it, do you?
I press like now, and I'm like, you know what? Take that how you will.
And you said earlier, Alex, about emojis. I'm a bit of I have a naivety around emojis. I was doing thumbs up, and someone told me that I was being, you know, short, that I should be doing thumbs up, smiley face.
Oh, yeah, thumbs up.
Pump.
Well,
yeah, so
it's funny you say that because there was a study that was done looking at the correlation of personalities and emojis, and they found that people give the thumbs up all the time when they're emotionally disconnected.
That sums you up, Dean.
There you go.
No, well, I think thumbs up can sometimes be seen as a bit passive aggressive.
Really?
Yeah, it's like saying K. just saying yeah. K at the end of a message.
Oh, yeah, K is passive aggressive.
Yeah, yeah, K. So yeah,
thumbs
it is.
Up. I do thumbs up smiley face. Is that okay?
I think also something. Yeah, depends.
I guess you inject it with fun by having the smiley face, so maybe that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, God, we're so dumb, aren't we? Why are we reading into these stupid things that we do?
Well, but also people do take these things way too seriously.
Mm.
And I kind of, maybe call me old-fashioned, but I think, you know, have a conversation with a person, decide whether or not you like them, rather than judge them on the fact that their phone still has the snake game.
That's it. You can't just walk up to someone and be a smiley face emoji. You might as well talk to them.
I wish you could be just an emoji. Yeah.
But I'd be a disconnected emoji. I don't know if I like that.
I'd always be that shrugging emoji that just doesn't know, just unsure about everything.
I would
everything.
Be the crying, would crying you? Laughing.
The crying, laughing one?
Laughing.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But I'm not
on the
really
side?
Crying, laughing about anything. I'm just being, like...
Just fake. Neutral, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just...
You're being ironic, I think. Are you supposed to still do LOL, or are you supposed to do this the emoji with the tears rather than doing LOL?
I don't ever do LOL.
Don't you do LOL? I used to do LOL, but it was kind of more sarcastic.
Okay.
Yeah. It translates pretty well
now,
on text.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to admit now, if we're going to talk about being shallow,
yeah.
I will admit I did meet a guy once and he kept saying LOL in text and I liked him less every time he LOL'd.
Oh, he said it in text or he said it out loud?
No, in text. It's like LOL. Like, it's just one extra letter to write ha ha. Can't you? Like,
yeah. I don't just finish it off with a ha ha.
LOL. You're not Miley Cyrus, you know.
I always find the what is it? IMHO. In my humble opinion, like
in my humble.
Oh,
yeah.
I've never been. I've right. never been sent. That must be an age
that's
thing.
My mother, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, a lot of people say SMH.
Oh, what's that one?
I thought they were always
Sydney Morning Herald.
Sydney Morning Herald.
Yeah, right.
But it's actually Shake My Head.
Oh. No, I don't like that one either.
I don't like it.
No acronyms.
Yeah, no. Well, never mind. Well, there's so much to deal with, Alex, and thanks for filling us in.
Thanks for filling us in. And we won't speak to you next week, so we are having a break, but we will speak to you in 6 weeks' time, Alex.
I will sit here staring at my phone until you're back.
And playing with your pug, I know.
Sad face emoji.
Sitting and waiting, crying with sad an face emoji.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, guys.
Okay.
Bye.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.